from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Truma, a Jewish temple? As we think about the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, even the Beit HaMikdash, we think, you know, is it a Jewish project or is it sort of an international project? After all, it says in Isaiah, Beiti Beit Tfila Yikarei L'chol Amim, one day the temple will be a temple for all nations. After all, V'naru Elav Kol HaGoyim, it says in Isaiah and elsewhere that one day all the nations will come to the temple. Chezkel, they'll all bow down, Zechariah, they'll all come, everyone will have to come on Sukkot and different holidays. They have to come. Isaiah says everyone will come to bow. So is it a Jewish temple or is it everyone's temple? So here it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael. It says in Parsha Truma at the beginning, speak to the Jewish people. V'yichuli Truma. They should give donations, gold and silver and the fine threads and everything else should be given, apparently, by the Jews. That's what it seems to say. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, learning recently in the Daf Yomi, 23b and elsewhere, talks about this Mishnah in Para, where it talks about the Para Aduma. And there, in the Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph, 2:1, he says that Reb Elazar posed b'chol gabanos. Reb Elazar says that in any sacrifices, the sacrifices cannot come from the Gentiles. All the public sacrifices. The sages, however, say, no, bayim mechutzlaretz, you can take it from the outside of Israel. And there seems to be a bright on outside source that says that, no, the sages say that you could always bring sacrifices from the Gentiles. It's not a problem. There are two issues they raise. One is there anything immoral that was done, God forbid, by these pagan people in ancient times with these animals, and therefore would deem them inappropriate to be brought as offerings? And the second issue is this verse, Rav Shila, one of the rabbis in the Talmud, interprets that v'yichuli truma, that maybe everything has to come, all the sacrifices have to come from the Jewish people, from Daber al b'nei Yisrael. Two possibilities. Now, Talmud says that there are many indications in Tanakh that indeed the Gentiles can bring sacrifices. After all, it says in Isaiah 60, verse 7, that called Sons Gedar, Yikav Tulach, here it speaks of the Arabs, the Yishmaelim, maybe the Muslims, that, oh, they'll bring all their sheep. After all, many of them are shepherds. And Yalul Ratzonu Mizbechi, they will go up and find pleasure in God's eyes on the altar. Talmud answers in favor of Reb Elazar. They say, well, according to Reb Elazar, you have to say that one day the Gentiles will all be sort of Jewish. Rashi thinks they'll keep all the mitzvot. The Maharsha says, no, they're going to keep the seven laws of Noah, but that'll include these types of things as well. It says, after all, in Tzfanya, that one day, Azafoch Alamim Safavu Al, Kvok Kulam, Shem Hashem, that one day God will make everyone with one shoulder to worship and call out the name of God. Now, when it comes to Paro, there's indication, beginning of Shemot, that Moshe says to Paro, Gamatati Tembi Adem Zvachim Valor, Vasim Lashem Lokenu. He says, you, Paro, you're going to give us all types of offerings, and we'll make them for God. So it sounds like the Gentiles, the Egyptians, would give offerings right there. So Rebbe Elazar says, well, that's talking about before the Torah was given. That's different. Shaul, in the middle of his sinning, he didn't destroy all of the Amalekites. He saved some of the sheep. And he says, Laman Zvoach Hashem Elokecha, I saved the sheep of the Gentiles, of the Amalekites, to give to offering to God, even though they come from the worst Gentiles, and they come from the Amalekites. But again, Rebbe Elazar gives an answer. Arvona HaYevusi, the wonderful fellow who gave us the Temple Mount, he sold it to us, and he gave us some cows to go with it. And we brought them as offerings. So we see they can be made as offerings. But then again, maybe it wasn't a real temple at that time. It was only just a temporary type of thing. In the book of Shoftim, you have the ark was stolen in the period of the judges during the beginning of Shmuel. The ark is stolen and the Gentiles, the Philistines, give back the ark with some cows and we bring the cows as offerings. But again, it's an outside altar, but it does seem to come from the Gentiles. According to the actual law, we follow the majority opinion, the sages don't follow Rebbe Eliezer, and we can take animals for sacrifices directly from the Gentiles, the Rambam codifies. However, not for the Bedek HaBayit. If a Gentile wanted to dedicate to give something for the actual temple, to build the Beit HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan tabernacle, no, we would not take it from them, because as Ezra says in the book of Ezra, Lo lachem v'lanu if no b'nei Elokeinu, it's not for us and you the Samaritans and us to build the temple. The temple is for us to build. It's our job to build the temple. Even in shuls, they say that for the actual sanctuary, not to have money from the Gentiles, it should be a Jewish sanctuary. It starts as a Jewish sanctuary, then it's open for everyone to come pray if they'd like to. Let's say a Gentile did. He says, this money I hereby designate for the sanctuary of the Beit HaMikdash. So then what happens? So if he gave it for the Jew, he said, look, I trust you, Rabbi Cantor, whoever he gives it to, Rabbi Yid, the Jewish person. So I trust you. You'll give it to whatever you think is appropriate. So then he could transfer it to something else other than the actual sanctuary itself. However, if he gives it to God, he says, no, I'm giving it to the temple. I wanted to go to the temple, and I'm giving it for God's sake. So then we're not sure. Did he really mean it to be for God's sake? Didn't he? And do we want to accept it? So we put it aside, and we save that money because we're not sure what to do with it, or because it's so holy, we leave it aside. So it's an interesting idea. On the one hand, Talmud is kind of restrictive about taking, particularly Reb Lezer's opinion, about taking the certain sacrifices from the Gentile. Although clearly a Gentile can bring his own sacrifice. He can donate money for a sacrifice, no question. But as far as using his animals, Talmud is wary, leery, particularly from the pagans who often had licentious practices. However, in the Torah, in many places, we find that Gentiles who were so moved to bring the Jews back to Israel, to bring gifts to edify the temple, we find that indeed they were taken. As a matter of fact, the Talmud tells a beautiful story, both in Kiddushin and here in Avodah Zarah, of Dama ben Netina, the exemplar of honoring parents, who he had the stones for the breastplate for the high priest, the Avnei Miluim, and he didn't want to wake up his father in order to sell those stones to the temple. So we see that you could take these stones from the Gentile. And many other stories, as we mentioned, seem to indicate this, that there is this great openness to take gifts from the Gentiles, but only in the ideal world, in the end of days, when indeed the Jews have fulfilled their mission, the Gentiles are buying into the mission. But for now, it's the Jewish people who set up this house of God, but the house of God is Beit Tefillah L'chol Amim. It's a house of God for all the nations. When the nations of the world purify their thinking, their monotheism, their practices, then they too, perhaps, according to some readings of Isaiah, they too can contribute to the ultimate house of God, L'chol Amim, for all the nations of the world. So, B'chuli Truma, Parsha begins in a very parochial way, because right now, it's the Mishkan, it's the tabernacle. God speaks to the Jews in the desert, and they contributed the whole thing and made the first house of God in this world where God's presence would be truly felt. But in the end of days, perhaps there is a hope and a vision and a dream that one day all the nations of the world will be gerim gruim. They'll be sort of a kind of semi-converts. Will be, whether they follow the laws of Noah or follow the laws of the Torah, they'll be interested in participating. And everyone will want to be a part of the project to bring God into this world. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Alumni Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.